This is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network. Jim is with us. Jim's in Knoxville. Hi, Jim. Welcome to the Ramsey Show.
Hey, how are you doing, Dave?
Great, man. What's up?
All right. I'll keep it kind of short and to the point. Been a listener for a while, and I've heard a lot of calls relating to careers and things like that, but I've not been one on this situation that I'm in. About 10 years ago, due to some substances and partying, I became a felon. And to keep it very short and concise, I can't stand the job I'm at. And out of the last 50 applications that I've put in, every one of them has for a job, every one of them has come back as a no. So I was hoping maybe you, as a business owner and a leader, could give me some advice on that.
Yeah, you're always going to get a no on applications. You've got to get your foot in the door with somebody you know. Ken Coleman teaches that and mm-hmm. in his book, The Proximity Principle. So let me go back. What you have to have is you have to have a narrative, a story to tell that is the truth, that explains the situation to a reasonable person. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you got busted for drugs? What happened?
Yes.
Okay.
I got a DUI, and when they pulled me over, I didn't have a concealed carry permit, and so I got a charge for that. And because of that, and apparently I was being stubborn that night. I don't remember, to be honest with you. But
how long you been dry?
Charged with felony. Let's see. That was.
Oh, how long have you been dry?
2012, October of 2012, October 2nd.
Okay, so you haven't done drugs or alcohol since.
That's correct.
Okay. And you were how old at the time?
I just turned 21.
Okay. And so you're 30, right?
Just turned 31 a few weeks ago, but yeah.
Okay. So the way I would do this is just to bring this up fairly early in the process. So you got a friend that works over at so-and-so, and they'll get you in to see the boss for an interview. You go in and sit down and go, listen, I'd love to work here, but I want to be really upfront with you. Way back in my 20s, 10 years ago, I was partying. I've been dry for 10 years, but I got busted, and so I've got a felony. And if that's a deal killer because of something 10 years ago in my past, I just want you to know up front. And if you said that to me in an interview, I would say, well, let's just keep talking. I appreciate you bringing it up, but I want to know more about you. And I'm not going to rule you out based on that. If you're a child molester 16 months ago, you're out of here. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Right.
That's me. Okay. But most of us did something in our 20s we're not proud of and hope nobody finds out about. In your case, everybody found out about it.
Correct.
Yeah, and the other thing, I love the advice you gave, Dave, of if you have the conversation, explaining the context around it. You don't have to tell them your life story, but giving some context, because when people hear the word felon, they can jump to conclusions, and that title encompasses a lot of stuff. Even as you told us, like when you were telling your story, you said, well, I did some drugs, and I just turned 21. I was like, oh. My initial thought was, oh, okay, well, that's not that bad. You know, I mean, it's like...
It was 10 years ago.
It was 10 years ago. And so I just think that people will hear you out when you give context around that. Just like you said, Dave, you'd say, well, let's
keep talking.
But if
you're in a pile of 1,000 resumes and they're trying to narrow it down,
yeah,
the first
not.
Thing they're going to do is just cull out the felons.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not even... They're trying to get down to one or two to interview, okay? Mm-hmm. But you've got to get in the door with someone that you know, which, by the way, is what we teach people that don't have this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Still the same exact information King Coleman says. You have to get in the door with someone you know. Let me give you an example, okay? If regardless of your criminal background, right, we have 30-something thousand applications coming in to Ramsey this year for 350 jobs. The chances of you getting out of that stack, period, is obviously statistically very low, unless you got a friend that works here or a friend of a friend that works here that runs down to HR and says, hey, at least give this guy a look. And that little bit of connection of who you know, and it's not that they get the person the job, because that never happens here. It's that they get them a look, and they get out of the stack, and they'll get you a look, and then you go in and just tell the truth of this story. It's 10 years ago. I've been dry 10 years, but when you look it up, you're going to find a felony for a stupid kid that was doing drugs back then. Not done anything like that since, but you're going to find that back there. And you just move on real quick, little narrative, and explain it. Most people will go, okay, he's a 21-year-old idiot. I mean, that's what happened. Most of us were, right? And so, and they move on. But some of them aren't. I mean, if you get some kind of corporate goob, they've got some kind of policy they can't break. But that would not keep you from getting hired here.
So your strategy then, Jim, would be instead of just applying for any job that has a position with your skills, the strategy would be let's make a list of people we know that work at companies that we might like to work for, or make a list of companies we might like to work for that we might know someone at. And let's give them a copy of Ken Coleman's new book, From Paycheck to Purpose.
Absolutely. I'm going to send you two books, and I want you to go to Ken's website and download everything he's got at kencoleman.com for free as well. The book is Paycheck to Purpose. It's the brand new book that came out yesterday. And Ken's first book, which is what we're kind of talking about here, is The Proximity Principle. Get in proximity of the things you want to do. Use someone you know to get your foot in the door. And we'll send both of those out for you and get you going. So, proud of you, Jim. Good job staying dry 10 years, man. That's pretty cool. That's hard to do. And obviously, you've got a couple scars to prove it. So you'll get there. You'll get through. You'll get this to where it's further and further and further in your rear view mirror. The beauty of the rear view mirror is it's a lot smaller than the windshield. The windshield is your future. That's called grace. Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.